Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to This is Maria. Today, we're going to talk about metals, famous metals, mostly precious metals, from the energy perspective. I'm going to share with you how the energy moves within each of the most famous metals and how you can harness that energy towards, you know, for your purpose or for your purposes. Before we get started, just a quick reminder. I am hosting what I refer to as the healing circles. These are live Zoom events, and I do about one a month. There's an up-and-coming event on February 10th, which is devoted to living, speaking, and living your truth. And that is all about activating your throat chakra, releasing the boundaries that constrain you, releasing the things that prevent you from living the life that you came here to live. And so if that feels aligned to you, I invite you to come and check it out. Tickets are available on thisismaria.com, the website. And I also have recordings, replays of past workshops available through the shop section. So there is the witch wound there, the etheric wings activation there. Do come and check it out. All right. So without further ado, let's dive into the subject of today, the metals. I find metals fascinating. They are intrinsically linked to the earth. They come of the earth for the most part. And because of that, they have very magical properties. A lot of metals have been studied and explored by the science of alchemy, or the field of alchemy, should I say, because it's not an official science. And alchemists have had a very intimate relationship with the metals, understanding and harnessing their power. So today we're going to go over to some of the main ones, some of the ones that you're very familiar with, diving into their energetic properties and how you can use them in your day-to-day life. And of course, we're going to start with probably the most obvious one, which is gold. Gold is going to come first. Gold in alchemy is connected to the energy of the sun. It is therefore a solar metal. It is a metal that contains the warm energies. Gold, in terms of its original vibration, is connected to both the father side of source, so God, or source consciousness, as well as the concept of light. So it is a proxy for light in this third dimensional time-space reality. Gold is an ancient metal. There are many renditions of gold, actually, as you all know, but different purity of gold. And gold exists on pretty much every single planet within the solar system and most planets within the Milky Way. So it is a fairly widespread metal. Now, it is not contained on different planets in the same increments. There's quite a lot of gold on Earth, is where I'm going with this. Gold is a high vibrating metal. It contains within itself the energies of ascension, the energies of evolution, personal and otherwise. The evolution of the species is contained within gold. Gold is also very often connected to the perfect blueprint or the Fibonacci sequence. So if Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio were a metal, they would be gold. Gold is vibrating as close to the state of perfection as you could possibly imagine, within the constraints of a third dimensional world. But gold is a very active metal, meaning in terms of how involved metals like to stay within the fabric of existence and the worlds that they inhabit, there are three major buckets. There are active metals, there are neutral metals, and there are passive metals. Passive metals usually exist within the crust of the earth, and they kind of don't want to be excavated, if that makes sense. They prefer to not be disturbed. If you disturb such a metal by excavating it, it is not going to engage with the outside world too much. It doesn't really impact the outside world. It doesn't want to exchange energies. Neutral metals would interact with the outside world, but they are somewhat selective. And let's just say that they have a good balance of internal versus external. But it is not their mission in life, so to say, to be out there and to change the external circumstances and the external world. And then you have the third bucket, which is the active metals. And the active metals are exactly what they sound like. They are extremely active in the physical. They want to be out there. They want to impact. They want to influence. They want to be seen and heard, if that makes sense. They want to be worn in jewelry. They want to interact with a different species. Essentially, they are the stars of the show. And so gold and silver are both active metals. Platinum and copper, for instance, are neutral metals, just so you have some context. And in terms of its mission, it is meant to bring light. It is meant to bring courage also. It's a very, if this metal was an animal, it would probably be a lion. So it's very connected to lion and Leos in general, if it is a zodiac sign. So there is definitely a fair share of this royal archetype within the element of gold. It is very often the standard. It's very often the blueprint that a lot of other metals would like to achieve. So it is the king of metals in many regards. Gold, while, you know, more so neutral, it feels masculine. So the energies that it transforms are masculine. So they are very forward moving. Gold is perfect for manifestation of any kind. So gold is here to help connect with your solar plexus chakra. There is a bridge of light literally between gold and your solar plexus chakra. So if you're wearing gold as a piece of jewelry, that is going to be intrinsically connected to your center of identity, right, which is your solar plexus, to your center of energy, your solar center, the center of putting yourself out there, the center of, you know, fighting for what you want, achieving, the center of joy as well, right? All of these are connections and energies that dwell within your solar plexus. So gold is intrinsically connected to that. So as such, it would enhance the energies of your solar plexus. It would enhance the energies of the sun in your body. It would enhance the energies of masculinity in your body. It would help you achieve things faster. So it does speed up manifestation. It also helps align your vertical axis, the vertical axis, your energy axis, the Sushumna axis, if you will. And because of that, it is also the metal of sovereignty, right? It will help align all of your chakras towards the center to enable the throughput of energy in your body and to tune that up. In other words, it would enable you to accumulate a lot of energy, course through a lot of energy, give away a lot of energy, which usually is correlated to the amount of achievement you can have in your life. So gold is very much an active and resourceful metal. It wants to play ball with humanity. It wants to be helpful. It wants to be seen. It wants to be prominent. It wants to be connected to, no pun intended, the golden standard, right? It wants to be aspirational. Gold is a little bit opinionated, right? Like if you look at the energy of the metal, it is a little bit, there's like a slight tinge of arrogance with the metal. So it doesn't really like mixing too much with other metals. It usually is, it's like a little bit of a loner, a little bit of a lone wolf. So if you have a lot of jewelry, for instance, and you have a little jewelry box and call it your silver and your golden jewelry is all mixed up together, gold doesn't like that. Silver doesn't care. Gold doesn't like that. So gold is going to want to resist it. And gold is not going to be at its prime performance if that's the case, right? So if you want your gold to be fully optimal, fully charged, it likes to be by itself. So almost like get like a little separate container for it. Now, travel containers are okay. Like gold can hang on for like a week or two. But if you have permanent storage jewelry containers, it would probably want like its own place under the sun. Gold also loves the sun. So if you want to charge your gold energy, golden energy, or if jewelry, sorry, is what I meant, not energy. If you want to charge your golden jewelry, place it under the sun. If you want to cleanse your golden jewelry, place it under the sun. Usually 3 hours is plenty. And it likes to be outside, although if that is outside under the sun, not inside under the sun. Although if that is not achievable, indoors is okay as well. In order for gold and your, you know, your personal jewelry pieces that are golden to serve you, it needs a target. Gold wants to know what it is that you want to achieve. Like, it needs a target. And so when you are just getting yourself a piece of golden jewelry, when a new ring or a new necklace comes into your life that is golden, you want to do a quick attunement. And that quick attunement is essentially the gold likes when you whisper to it. It doesn't like loud sounds, it likes whispering. So you would place your golden object in the palm of your left hand and you would cover it with the palm of your right hand. And you're going to whisper to it what it is that you would like its assistance with. Whatever that is. Abundance, you know, getting a new job, getting married, doesn't really matter. It's a master attractor. It's a master manifester. So gold can literally help you achieve things faster. Now, if you have asked your golden piece of jewelry for something, it can only manifest one thing at a time. That's a really important thing to remember. Secondarily, if it has helped you achieve the intended outcome, you want to recharge it. So you want to place it in the sun for 3 hours so its energies can be fully reset so that you could go back to square zero and start manifesting again. So you would need to charge it every single time. Every single time you'll need to whisper to your golden jewelry what it is that you would like to manifest, right? So stay in connection and stay in communication. It's a very vocal metal. Your jewelry pieces, if you have like clairaudience, if you have sensitivity, they may even want to talk back, meaning they're very communicative. They have something to say. They definitely have that self-expression on steroids. Like, it's a very expressed metal. Again, the king of metals, so the queen, if you'd like, but really I'm sensing more masculine energies. Yeah. And it likes to have its special place. It likes to be adored. It likes for you to let it know that you really treasure it and you really value it and you really cherish it. Gold helps raise your vibrations. Gold can be a very powerful protective metal, especially with jewelry pieces that are that come in a circle around an aspect of your body, like an ankle chain or a bracelet or a necklace. Well, I guess rings are round as well, but I'm getting more from chains. So like chains, golden chains are very, very protective. And they can protect you from things like evil eye. They can protect you from random accidents, things like that, right? So really, gold is really helpful. Gold also helps amplify your energy. It helps raise your frequency. It helps you be more energetic, accumulate more energy in your body, hold on to more energy in your body, and then discharge it towards a goal in a very impactful and effective way. So gold is a really, really good targeted metal. In other words, it takes your energy and it is able to direct your energy towards a particular outcome in a very meaningful, quick, very focused way. So that's gold. All right. Moving on to silver. Silver are the feminine energy. Silver in alchemy is connected to the energy of the moon. Silver is connected to the element of water. Silver is connected to the tides. Silver is connected to the energies of the divine mother also, the great void. Silver is connected to the womb space. It is connected to birthing things, gestating things, but also letting things go. Silver is really beautiful for healing. Whether you are talking about and attempting physical healing, the healing of your physical body, your energy body, your emotional body, even your mental body, silver can do that for you. Silver is a very gentle metal. It does not need a spotlight. It does not need attention. It does not need even maintenance. And granted, silver can darken. If your silver darkens, it's because silver has this natural propensity for absorbing darkness and negativity. Silver doesn't darken in and of itself. Silver absorbs the negative emanations. and almost like takes it upon itself, similar to some black crystals, actually, like what an onyx or an obsidian would do. So it's a magnet for darkness. And that is why if your silver pieces, jewelry pieces, darken all the time, that is because your silver pieces are absorbing the negativity either that exists within your body or in your auric field or around you. So maybe there is a situation in your life that you need to remove yourself from if your silver pieces are getting, dark. Also, with jewelry stores that are selling a lot of silver pieces, it's really, really hard for them because they have to wash those jewelry pieces all the time. Some stores even once a week because they darken so quickly. And the reason they darken so quickly is because there are so many people walking into that store with so many potential traumatic, past traumatic experiences and issues and distortions in the auric field. And the throughput of certain stores is so high that poor sales assistants or whoever is taking care of the store really need to cleanse their silver all the time. It's really hard. It's a hard metal from that perspective because it's so absorbent. It's very receptive and it's a natural born healer. It's like an intuitive metal. It is a very benevolent metal. It does not really necessarily require too much. It's very low maintenance energetically. It's very humble. It's very accepting, and it's harmonizing too. So silver wants to harmonize everything. And that's why actually having, sometimes like in the aristocratic houses, they've had like silver spoons or like silver knives. It could be very harmonizing to eat from silver. Now I know that sounds like a very elitist thing to say, but if you can get one silver spoon for your house, to just feel how it shifts the vibration of your tea if you use it to like add in whatever sweetener you use. Silver is really good like that. It will be healing in the background, right? It's gentle healing. Silver heals you over time and does it slowly. It's not a very invasive metal. It's a very steady, light touch, pleasant type of metal. Not very opinionated, not high maintenance at all. It can, it's willing to work with any stone, any other metal, any surface. It's really, you can do whatever you want. Like, it doesn't care whether you put it in a wooden box, in a glass box, in a leather box. It's like, I'm happy anywhere. We are totally cool. Now, silver does like to be charged under the moon. Silver does like to just bask in that, in starlight too. So it likes the moon, it likes the stars. Automatically is in tune with the feminine side of your body. So by the state of your silver and how quickly it darkens in your presence, you can also tell how much darkness or distortions you have within your own feminine energies. Silver is really good for mothers and motherhood. So if you are looking to get pregnant or if you are already pregnant and you're looking to make sure that your pregnancy is seamless, that there are no complications and your baby comes out all right. And then also when you're breastfeeding, wearing a little piece of silver jewelry is fantastic. It's really good. It's very healing. It's very soothing. Specifically, you can, necklaces are good. Specifically, rings are good. Silver rings are good and bracelets. So whatever is easier for you as you are going through your motherhood journey. Silver also has a calming and soothing effect, almost like this cooling off, like the cooling off of the tempers. And so when babies, for instance, are next to silver jewelry, like for instance, if mom is wearing something silver and it's right next to them, then silver helps harmonize their aura as well. And they don't cry as often or as much. And they just feel in general a lot more calm. So silver quiet, calms the babies down and the metal has like a very motherly touch. It's almost like that energy of bringing somebody, taking somebody under your wing. And so babies feel that and they feel this cool, calm confidence that, they're taken care of. It's all good. It's all right. The One thing with silver is energetically, it is best to still clean it once in a while. Now, you should listen to your own intuitive guidance of how frequently that is, but it is nice to cleanse your silver jewelry maybe at least once every 6 months. And it's a very, very easy, simple practice. You would just place both of your hands, you put one of your hands on top of the other. And it doesn't really matter if your left hand or your right hand is on the bottom. It's whatever you feel most comfortable. And then you would want to imagine generating a stream of light from your palms, like activating your palms. And when one palm is above the other, it helps amplify your personal stream of light. And then you just hover over, like place your hands over and above your silver piece of jewelry, and it will cleanse it. All you need is like 30 seconds and an intention to cleanse out, energetically cleanse out your piece of silver, and you're good to go. That's really the practice. That's all you need. And, you know, you may also feel sometimes being intuitive with your jewelry is a really, really good practice. Think of your pieces of metal and your jewelry pieces as being sentient beings, because they are. They come from the earth. They are alive from that perspective. And they have their own needs and wants. And sometimes a certain piece of jewelry wants to be cleansed. And so you just want to pay attention to that and listen and do what you're being asked to do by your jewelry friends. Silver can amplify any type of healing. It can speed up the healing. It can also heal relationships or help people find consensus or middle ground in relationships. So it's a very good harmonizer if you know you're going to be walking in a situation of hostility, or perhaps certain people in the group are not getting along and you would like to make sure you're as little impacted by it as possible, or as unimpacted by it as possible, then you would want to wear a piece of silver jewelry. Silver also holds on to memories very well. So it has that almost like property of water in it. Water also holds on to memories very well. The memory kingdom, if that was a kingdom, is definitely connected to the energies of the Divine Mother. And so you can infuse your own memories or your own energies into silver pieces, if you are looking to gift them to, let's say, your children, for instance, and you want them to remember you or remember your energy. You can infuse your memories into silver. That's a beautiful ritual. But also, if something has been in your lineage and it's a silver piece of jewelry, by placing your hands over that piece of jewelry, you may start feeling and sensing and starting to download the information from the silver. And certain things may become very, very obvious to you. It's almost like having, you know, being able to read the Akashic Records only with the help of the silver object. So that's that. That's silver. Moving on to platinum. Platinum is a noble metal. It's a rare metal. It's more rare than gold. It's more precious than gold. It is not a native metal to to planet Earth. It has been brought here. And it is a very high vibrational metal also. But unlike gold, it has a very cool energy. It has very cool, common, collected energy, very logical energy, very science-forward energy. So if gold is the heart as an organ, right, and the fire of the heart, then platinum is the brain or the mind. That is how I would describe that. It is a very particular energy. Platinum is very particular. It's very pure. It's high vibrational. It's pristine. It is connected to the element of air and ether. And it is also connected to a few high vibrating worlds in the Milky Way. It is native to the Sirius star system. It is also native to Arcturus. So it has within itself the almost like the star codes. And you know, the memories of this remote world. Because of that, it also has within itself the blueprint for ascension, but it's a very intellectual blueprint, kind of like do X, Y, and Z, and you're going to get, you know, a certain outcome. Whereas the blueprints for ascension within gold are very heart-led and like feeling and perception-led. Platinum is very logical. That's its energy. It's very masculine, very logical, very strategic, very thought out, very deliberate. That's the energy. What can it help you do? It can help you focus energy so that you could, it's almost like a spear, like an energetic spear. Like if you have a target, it can help you hit that target. Also helpful with manifestation, but a little bit different because platinum, a little bit different to gold, because platinum is connected to the element of air and therefore it speeds things up. So it really helps you, if you're impatient, it really helps you speed things up, get somewhere faster, quicker. Platinum is an element or a metal that is going to bring out the truth in you. So you may find that if you wear platinum, you may have a harder time with telling lies to yourself or others. You may have a harder time staying out of your own integrity in whichever way. You may have a harder time settling for things or living inauthentically in any area of your life. Like if you're trying to get by, if you're settling in a relationship or a friendship that no longer serves you, if you're saying yes when you really mean no, platinum is really going to bring out your authenticity and your truth. And because of that, it's a very beautiful element. It's a very beautiful metal for alignment, right? So aligning yourself to your truth, it can be very activating for your throat center. Platinum is beautiful for the throat. If you struggle with expression, by expression, I don't only mean speaking. It's really action that is in alignment with who you are and allowing yourself to be yourself. Right, exactly as you are, no strings attached. That is all expression, allowing yourself to pursue the path that you would like to pursue ideally, irrespective of whatever limitations you think that path has or whatever challenges, all of those things. So platinum can really help you get there. It can help you get on your perfect path. Platinum can help you connect to the North Star. Platinum can help connect you to your higher self as well for some very good aligned answers, Q&A sessions. So platinum is particular. It's very honest. It also has this strength to it and stamina to it as well. So it can help you preserve year as a metal, right? Like just buying like a little small platinum ring and then wearing it can really help you go an extra mile and find that resolve within yourself to go above and beyond and really persevere and kind of like get up when most people would just fall down and like remain on the ground, so to say. So it is very, it's the energy of the warrior in the sense, but like a warrior of light. It's a very cool, calm, and collected warrior, like not the hot-tempered Martian type of warrior. It's a very evolved warrior. Because that almost like gives me the sense of like the martial arts, you know, the guru, the martial arts gurus, teachers that are the senseis or whatever they call them, that, you know, have been there and done that and, you know, can approach the art of war from a very philosophical perspective. So that's the energy of platinum as well. Platinum dislikes distortions. So it dislikes anything that is not aligned. Above and beyond, you know, truth and lies, anything in the auric field that is not aligned, it's going to want to push out. So platinum may change your habits, whether you'd like it or not. Just be ready. And the more you have it or the more you wear it, it may change your habits. But it also helps you keep your promises. And that's why platinum engagement rings and wedding bands are actually really, really resourceful. If indeed you'd like to stay with your spouse for a prolonged amount of time. Platinum is a really, really good choice of metal for engagement and wedding bands. It is also very, above and beyond the throat chakra, it helps activate the crown. So platinum is really, really good for the crown and therefore for receiving messages from spirit and receiving messages in your highest good. So it really does enhance that pillar of light that stretches out from your crown and into higher planes and higher spheres and helps build that bridge and accentuate that bridge, fortify that bridge between you and your higher self. So that is platinum. Let's look at copper. Copper is a metal that's native to Earth. It's a feminine metal. It is also very warm and also has it's very moldable, it's very malleable, it's very easy to work with. And it has the energies of the earth mixed with the energies of the fire. So these are the two elements of copper. And it's the energies of the earth's magma, if that makes sense, right? The core of the earth, the nucleus of the earth. So it's a very warming energy. It is also a very motherly energy. But if silver is a more like divine mother archetype, then copper is a mother Gaia, right? So copper is extremely connected to Gaia and all of the Gaia kingdoms. It is connected to all of the elemental kingdoms, like you name it. Elves, gnomes, fairies, dragons, if you consider dragons elementals, you name it. There are connections to all of these kingdoms. You know, there are dryads, you know, naiads, all of them. All of them are connected to the element of copper. Copper can enhance your, quote unquote, psychic abilities or special abilities. So it can make you a more intuitive. It can enhance your ability, like your third eye, for instance, works with a third eye. It enables you to see the future a little bit and, you know, be able to, maybe not in the oracular fashion. It's not going to turn you into an oracle, but it's definitely going to give you the level of awareness of what's about to happen. Copper can also be very, very protective as a metal. Although it does not necessarily like being worn on skin, it likes to be placed somewhere in your vicinity. You know, it can be the bedroom, so it can be the bedside table, or it can be your working desk, like a little copper sphere or something could be really, really nice for protection. It can also harmonize, and it does harmonize, your energy body and energy field. So removing slight distortions. Now, copper in and of itself is not going to be able to remove big chunks of trauma, like something that's generational, something that's a family curse. Copper just doesn't have it. But it is always going to be here to harmonize the more minor to maybe mid-range distortions. And it does so in the background, and it does not necessarily require like a gratitude exercise or anything. It just like works as your silent helper. And yeah, because of that, it's beautiful. Copper is also helping you connect to your ancestry line. It enhances your connection to your ancestors because it is so ingrained within the fabric of Mother Gaia, which, of course, all of our ancestral lines are of Gaia, made by her minerals, made by her elements. And so copper really helps enhance your connection, the connection that you feel to your lineage, the healing that you're able to receive from your lineage, the memories and the insights and guidance that you can receive from your lineage. So if you're meditating, you know, on your lineage, having a little sphere of copper next to you, holding onto a copper object, just rubbing it slightly, could really be very enhancing and very activating for you. Copper really loves nature. So if you're looking to charge it or you're looking to cleanse it, it just wants to be in the grass and the soil. So just place it on the grass, rain or shine. It doesn't really need the sun so much. It just needs Mother Earth. And 20 minutes and it's charged and it's completely back to, you know, back to being a happy camper. Copper really works well with the energies of trees, a tree bark. So if you place like a little piece of tree bark next to your copper sphere, it's really going to enhance whatever properties copper naturally has because of this propensity of copper, you know, for working with elemental kingdom. The energy of the dryads, the tree spirits, really enhances copper, right? That's why, you know, placing a little piece of tree can be very, very activating. Yeah, it also likes herbs. Copper loves working with herbs like rosemary, thyme, you know, you name it. Tarragon really likes working with herbs. And it feels good working with herbs. If you have copper tins, you know, making certain infusions, you know, putting some water in the copper tin and, you know, putting some herbs in there to make an herbal infusion, that's going to definitely, the power of that infusion is going to be accentuated by the power of copper. Yeah, so these are the beautiful energies. I wanted to see if the collective has any questions in regards to metals. I'm here to receive the questions as long as it serves the collective. What about monatomic gold is the question. Is monatomic gold like a panacea? You know, what can you tell us about monatomic gold? Monatomic gold has been used by the priesthood, ancient priesthood, in a lot of rituals, various rituals. Monatomic gold has the properties to preserve somebody's youth and increase somebody's lifespan. Now, unfortunately, the not every type of monatomic gold is created equal, and there's like a way to make these extractions that, you know, really creates a potent mixture or not. So unfortunately, the monatomic gold that is really potent is not available right now on planet Earth. But, you know, you can still take monatomic gold supplements. That what that would do, even in its current state, is increase the light, the properties of light in your body. So you can do that for sure. And you can also add it, you know, you can add monatomic gold into your skincare. Whether, you know, you're doing like a little spray for your face, that's really good. Yeah, so for sure, that could be helpful. Again, the kind that was used by the ancient priesthood does not exist anymore. Those technologies have been lost, unfortunately, on planet Earth. Humans don't know how to make it anymore. So the properties of monatomic gold are not what they once were. So it's not quite the panacea that it used to be. I hope this makes sense. The question is about precious gems. Do certain gems vibrate better, and do they prefer certain metals, or and the other way around? Do the metals work well with the gems? I will tell you that diamonds and gold don't really love each other all that much. As counterintuitive as that sounds, diamonds both are very opinionated, and both are a little bit. Oh my God, I want to use the word standoffish, but they have a little bit of a temper and they have a little bit of an ego. Sounds terrible, but it's true. And they don't really jive well together. For diamonds, the energy of either silver or platinum is a lot better. Now, you don't really see people putting diamonds in silver, so probably go for platinum. Gold and rubies love each other, though. That's like a match made in heaven. They really love each other. They help each other out. Both are fire energies. So they're really like a perfect symbiotic relationship. Let me see. Sapphires. Sapphires are agnostic. Sapphires can go anywhere. They're not opinionated. They can go into any of the metals. You know, literally, you know, whatever metal you put in, sapphires are going to find a way to be symbiotic. Emeralds prefer, they love gold. Emeralds love gold. That's probably their most favorite metal. Emeralds would be open to platinum, but platinum doesn't jive very well with emeralds because emeralds are very native to Mother Gaia. The heart of Mother Gaia is an emerald, whereas platinum is more extraterrestrial in origin. And it's like trying to mix the two things that really are not mixable. So I wouldn't recommend platinum for the emerald. I hope that makes sense. All right, my darlings. Well, this was fun. Thank you for tuning in. Please let me, if you're watching this on YouTube, please let me know in the comments how you're feeling about the precious metals, which one's your favorite, and what you have noticed about the precious metals and which crystals they love or don't love. And thank you. I'm giving you a virtual, big virtual hug. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.